D7. The Selfish Giant. Every afternoon, lots of little children, boys and girls, come to play in the giant's garden. It's a very big garden, huge, like the giant, but so beautiful. There are tall fruit trees, colorful flowers and soft green grass in it. "We are so happy here," the children cry, while playing all sorts of different games, with their rackets, with their ball, with their toys. One day, the giant comes back from his trip. He looks mean. He stands in the middle of the garden and shouts in an angry voice,
"What are you doing here? This is my garden, and you can't play in it."
The children are scared and run away. The next day, the giant builds a huge wall around the garden.
"Nobody can come in now," he thinks to himself. "The garden is only for me."
He's a very selfish giant. Time passes fast and spring comes everywhere, but not in the selfish giant's garden. Then summer comes everywhere, but not in the selfish giant's garden. And then autumn comes, but again, not in the selfish giant's garden. It is always winter in the selfish giant's garden. One day, the little children find a small hole in the giant's wall and sneak into the garden. They climb happily on the trees, and what a surprise! The trees are now full of flowers. The grass is green again, and the birds are singing the most beautiful music in the world. The selfish giant wakes up to the lovely music he can hear. He goes to his garden and helps one little boy climb up the last frozen tree in the garden. And suddenly, the tree is filled with green leaves and colorful flowers.
"Spring is here at last," shouts the giant. He isn't selfish anymore. "There's no wall around my garden," the giant says to the children.
His voice is so sweet now.
"It's not my garden anymore. It's your garden. And we can all play together," adds the giant.
And they all live happily ever after.